Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Alrighty then, and you can still get a hold of Animal World now if you have questions about for either of our upcoming guests, Marilyn from Meow or Bima from East West Bookshop. Our local numbers are 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And you can use that email address to reach me outside of the show as well. You can also email me through the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. That email link, though, goes only to my home computer. So if you want to get it to this in the station, you want to use the animalworldlive@hotmail.com address. And then if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. It's Monroe, Washington, 98272. And then if you need to get a hold of me outside of the show, you can email me through marthanorwalk.com, or you can use the animalworldlive@hotmail.com email address. That works as well. And if you would like a free telephone evaluation from me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, if you've got something going on with your animal friends, you can call me. Or if you're interested in joining the Animal World family of advertisers, you can do that for as little as $26 a week. Hot deal. Can't afford not to. Give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. All righty then, that takes care of business. And so now we get to move on to the world of cats and some dogs. And that would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And joining us again, of course, is our favorite, Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this sunny, sort of sunny? Well,
really sunny here.
Is it? Is it?
I'm doing well.
All right. And how is Meow doing?
Meow's doing great.
All right. We've had a lot of stuff going on. You've got a lot of stuff coming up. But
I know.
For anybody that doesn't know, somebody's been under a rock for all this time or whatever, you better give us the lowdown on what is Meow.
Okay. Meow is a no-kill 501c3 animal shelter rescue organization. At the shelter, which is in Kirkland, we have cats and kittens, and dogs and puppies are all in foster care. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary in 2017.
Wow.
And we need homes for all our cats and kittens.
All right, and then the Meow facility is located in Kirkland. It's in the Houghton area of Kirkland, and you're right in the same shopping area as the PCC store. You're right across from that.
Right across the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. And you said cats and kittens only in the shelter. Dogs and puppies are all in fosters.
Right.
And do people find out what is available at Meow through the website?
Yeah, so if they go to our website, which is www.meowcatrescue.org, up at the top, there's a list of, you can click on available dogs and available cats, and for each listing, there's a picture and a bio and contact information for each animal.
Well, that's great. So all the animals available are on the website, huh?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then in terms of where do all of these animals come from? Uh-huh. I think if I remember correctly, you can take owner surrenders, but not strays. Is that correct?
Well, it's different all the time. We're not allowed to take strays by law. We need to have a single point of contact because there are so many shelters and rescue groups in this area that if somebody were to have lost their cat, they would go crazy calling every single shelter.
Right.
So the single point of contact is for King County is Regional Animal Services down in Kent.
Right. So stray animals need to go there first.
Yes.
And that, like you said, is the single point of contact would be for people missing animals and trying to find them, that they can just call one place.
Yeah, and so the same holds true for if someone finds a quote-unquote stray, and if they bring it to us, we cannot keep it because it might be somebody's cat that they're looking for. We always do a microchip scan. But if there isn't a chip or a collar with ID, they need to go down to Regional Animal Service.
Okay, so if someone finds a stray or, you know, wandering cat or dog, they could come by Meow because you could scan it for a microchip.
Correct.
But if there is no microchip or, you know, identification on the animal, then it has to be taken down to Kent. To the regional animal control down there.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But then owner surrenders you can take?
Well, we always take our own back if for any reason at all during the life of the cat if the person is no longer able to care for it, we will take it back.
Ah, well, that's good
owner
to know.
Surrenders.
I really like that.
Yeah, yeah. They're once part of the Meow family, always part of the
Meow
family.
Okay.
We take owner surrenders when we can, but that's not all the time, especially in the busy time of year, which is about May till about December.
Okay, so you're still in the busy time.
Oh, boy.
Does that mean because you have lots of kittens and stuff?
Lots of kittens. In fact, I just got 5 2-week-old kittens the other day, so they're still pouring in.
Wow. And where do they come from?
They come from so many different situations. This past week, there was a situation in rural King County where there was a homeless people camp, and their cats had kittens, and then they left.
Oh, dear.
And so there were 11 kittens found.
Wow.
I know. So there's a lot of...
I guess it's a good thing they were found, and it's a good thing that you guys could take them in, huh?
Yes, a really good thing. There are a lot of hoarding situations. There are a lot of... Our rescuers often trap feral cats who have just had kittens, and the kittens are very salvageable at that age. You know, we have a big window to work with, and they turn out to be very friendly, social kittens.
Wonderful. Yeah, if you get them early enough,
mm-hmm.
then you can teach them that humans are good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So do you personally have some kittens at home? Did you say?
Yeah, I do.
How many of this group did you get?
I got 5.
Ah, so you got your hands full with kittens these days.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, does Meow has quite an extensive foster family?
We do. We have a pretty robust foster program, and it's tailored so that just about everybody can foster. You can do, the most popular thing people like to do is orphaned weaned kittens. That means 6 weeks or older.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to do moms and babies. And some people do special needs. And then there are very few of us who do the bottle babies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because they take round the clock.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good. Now, does Meow, have you got a full set of volunteers, or are you always kind of looking for volunteers?
Well, yeah, both.
Volunteers and fosters.
We do have a full set, but we always need more. There's never quite enough.
So you can always use fosters for fostering animals, but you can also use volunteers to come help out at the shelter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's good. Now, anything on the Meow wish and want list this month?
Oh, boy. Well, the biggest thing always on our list is food.
That's
always the biggie.
Okay, and is that cat and dog food, or?
Mostly cat food. Kitten food, yeah.
Okay, and do you prefer dry food, canned food?
We prefer canned food, but that we do have some cats that just won't eat canned food. So
okay.
Dry food works too. And we have a wish list on our website.
Wonderful. That's meowcatrescue.org.
Yeah.
So meowcatrescue.org, and check out the wish list.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got a bunch of events coming up.
Yeah, it's a busy season here.
So mm-hmm. let's make sure we talk about these. Looks like the first one we get to drink wine.
Yeah.
Let's see, Sunday, October 9th, so that's next Sunday.
Yeah.
So it looks like perfect timing. You can listen to Animal World and then head out to Northwest Cellars in Kirkland from 1 to 4 p.m. It says Meow Canine Wine Tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean cats and dogs are going to be tasting wine, or are we tasting cats and dogs? What are we doing here?
No, this is sponsored by our canine division.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody's welcome.
Oh, I see.
Come,
so that's
obviously.
What Meow Canine means. This is sponsored by your canine division.
Yeah, and
okay.
People are encouraged to bring their dogs, and They're even having a costume contest if you so choose to dress up your dog.
Well, okay. So that's next Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Northwest Cellars is actually 11909 124th Avenue Northeast. And you'll be hanging out, tasting wine, and hosting a Fashionista Fido costume contest. I'm assuming that's a little early Halloween costuming, are we talking about?
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's kind of neat that this Northwest Cellars is owned, you know, by a dog lover. So they actually welcome well-behaved dogs on leash.
Yeah, they do.
To come to these events.
Mm-hmm.
So how fun is that?
Yeah.
Now, do you know, it's $15 if you register in advance. And do we do that at the Meow website or to the Northwest Cellars?
You do that at the Northwest Cellars website.
Okay, so that's www.northwest, spelled out, Northwest Cellars, cellars.com/events.
Right.
So northwestcellars.com/events. If you register ahead of time for next Sunday, it's $15. Is it what, like $20 in person at the door or something?
I think it is $20 at the door.
Okay. But obviously you can save $5. You can spend more on wine. Now, often when Northwest Cellars does, you know, these, you know, when you're doing these wine tasting events, often there's a private label for the shelter or something, wine that you can purchase. Is that the case with this? Or
there,
you know?
Is, and I'm not sure what variety the wine is, but earlier this, or I guess later last month, they had a photo contest for people who wanted their dogs to appear on the label. And so...
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me say, so that's next Sunday. We want to do that. Now, how about, let's see, we've got then the following Sunday, October 15th. Now, this one...
Uh-huh. I messed up. That's Saturday, October 15th.
Saturday, October 15th.
I gave you the wrong day.
I think... Okay, all right. We'll have to change that on the website if Rhonda didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Saturday, October 15th from 9 to 10 a.m., the third annual cat running 5K at Marymore Park in Redmond.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this actually a cat running 5K?
No, that's just the title of the event.
Okay, going to be running cats around Marymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen any cats at past events.
Okay.
But
is it really only an hour from 9 to 10?
Well, however long it takes you to do a 5K. You know, some people run, a lot of people just walk. And so it usually takes about an hour to do a 5K, maybe a little longer.
Okay. And it looks like, so dogs are welcome to run with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $45 to register.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, probably benefits Meow, right?
It does benefit Meow.
So that's the fundraising part of this. And looks like there's a specific website for this annual 5K, and that's www.catrunning.com.
Right.
Catrunning.com. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be Saturday, October 15th. All right. Then we have got Thursday, October 27th. This is from 3 to 9 p.m., Pints for Pets at Ruben's Brews at 5010 14th Avenue Northwest in Seattle. That's the Ballard area. Tell us about this event.
Well, this is an event for, since we had an event for wine tasters, now we have another event for those that like beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's a brew house up in Ballard. And they're going to have all kinds of different beer to enjoy and purchase. And there's usually some dogs there as well. And part of the proceeds will benefit Meow.
Wonderful, wonderful. And website for the Ruben's Brews is www.rubensbrews.com. So that Ruben is R-E-U-B-E-N-S. B-R-E-W-S, RubensBrews.com. I'm assuming there'll be more information there.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take care of advertisers, Marilyn, so we're going to do that. And then when we continue, let's start gearing up for, I can't believe it, we're going to be talking about the Holiday Bazaar already. But it is the first weekend of October. Jeez. Coming up. So stay right where you are. More with Marilyn and Meow Rescue, and we'll find out about their Holiday Bazaar coming up next. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're approaching midway through this, the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And boy, this hour we heard about Dr. Nels during that break, and he'll be in the studio next Sunday. It's a bioenergetic synchronization technique Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the house. And be sure to call in for your free remote sessions. And we are, let's see, in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn from Meow, Cat and Dog Rescue. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning.
And we had a question of wondering if there would be cats at any of these fundraisers to adopt.
No.
Yeah,
there won't.
And,
you know, they're loud events, and it would be really stressful for a cat.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are already gearing up for your annual big Holiday Bazaar and Bake Sale.
Yes.
And that's going to be Saturday, December 3rd, from 12 to 5 p.m. Now, it's not at the Meow Rescue. It's close.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the North Lake Unitarian Universalist Church at 308 4th Avenue South. Okay, and as I recall, I mean, this is really a fun event, isn't it?
It's a really fun event, and the room at the church is really large, and there are tables, and every table is jam-packed full of stuff every year.
And so it's lots of crafts and decorations, obviously, for, you know, the holiday season, and then wonderful baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
And all the proceeds, of course, benefit Meow. And but at this point, it's early enough. You're actually soliciting anyone that would like to bake or create goods for the event, right?
Yeah.
All right. So if you're interested in baking something wonderful for the Meow Holiday Bazaar and Bake Sale, or if you create wonderful crafts that you'd like to donate to the cause, you can call Meow at 425-822-6369. That's 425-822-6369. Well, I can't believe we're talking about the holidays already, but I guess it's just time.
Yeah.
Now, looks like Kathy's, I think this is more a statement than a question, but she says, Meow also has shopping online. She says, cool stuff. She must have been checking out your website. Is that true? Do you know?
That's news to me.
So, hey, Kathy, did you find shopping online for Meow? You did, at the website?
Oh, is she looking at our wish list?
Are you looking? No, she's not looking at the wish list. What kind of stuff are we shopping for? Because Kathy's going to grab the microphone here.
Okay.
She was seeing as how the meow person doesn't know what you're talking about. So what did you find, Kathy?
Well, I tried to make sure that I was on the right website.
Uh-huh.
And it said Kirkland, so unless there's another meow. But the shopping was, there's jewelry, T-shirt, there's a book that is for sale. And
is this ringing any bells, Marilyn?
No.
A really pretty quilt that has cats all over it.
Is that going to be for the bazaar, maybe?
It was under the shopping, you know, the heading of shopping. So it looked like it was on your website, shopping.
Well, I wonder if you're on the right website.
Double check, but I know
that. I'm actually looking on our website, and we don't have a tab that says shopping.
Okay, so
oh, boy.
Okay, so
I thought for sure I had the right one, because I noticed it said they're in Kirkland. So.
Okay, well, it's good that you brought this up, though, because others might get confused and find whatever site you found. So we want to make sure it's meowcatrescue.org.
Yes. Right.
Meowcatrescue.org, but Marilyn's looking at the website and there's no shopping.
All right. Well,
okay.
Very good.
Well,
then.
Thanks, Kathy.
Maybe there's two of them in Kirkland. Kirkland, New York or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's make sure we give out the correct contact information here. And one more time, it's meowcatrescue.org. And if you are interested in baking for the bake sale or creating great crafts, the number to call is 425-822-6369. But you can check out the meowcatrescue.org for their wish list of things they need. And what hours is Meow open, Marilyn?
Well, it's different every day. We're closed on Monday. We could start with that. Tuesday and Wednesday, it's 12 to 5.
12 to 5, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Thursday, 3 to 7.
Thursday's 3 to 7.
Friday is 12 to 7.
Friday is 12 to 7.
Saturday is 11 to 5.
Saturday, 11 to 5.
And Sunday is 12 to 5.
12 to 5, so you can finish up with Animal World here and head out to Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland if you're interested in checking out the kitties and so forth. And you can go to meowcatrescue.org see all the animals that are available. Okay, and then phone number for Meow?
425-822-6369.
425-822-6369. All righty. Well, Marilyn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And I hope all the events go well. And I'll look forward to our next chat.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Marilyn.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty then. Ah, that was great. And so I guess we'll have to figure out what website Kathy ran into that appeared to be a Meow Cat Rescue website, but had shopping, and they don't have shopping. So that's really interesting. I've got a minute here something I can share with you that got sent from a listener here while I'm getting ready for our next interview. This was sent to me by Animal World listener John Frank, and really interesting. He was checking on our old friend Art Bell, if you remember Art Bell, the high desert of Nevada Airways. Apparently he's still around, and he is a big cat lover. And John found a whole bunch, 18 pages of great cat articles and cat music on Art Bell's website. So it's midnightinthedesert.com. midnightinthedesert.com, then he's got /category/ArtBell/cats. But and then there's musicforcats.com. American musician develops special music albums for cats, and that's interesting stuff. Thanks, John, for sending that in. And he's written me a whole bunch more stuff here about this cat music and how great it is and so forth. But check it out, www.musicforcats.com, and midnightinthedesert.com is the Art Bell website. So you might want to check that out as well. Alrighty then, it is time to move on to our last interview of the day. And I am delighted to say, last time he was in the studio, but this time we've got him on online, and that would be the co-manager of East West Bookshop in Seattle, Bima Breckenridge. Good morning, Bima. Hello. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Martha?
I'm doing wonderful. You had lots of stuff on your plate this morning, because you had, I think, are you still out at the temple?
Yes, I am. I'm just actually in the parking lot right now.
the meditation temple out in Bothell and the big yoga hall, and I trust everything went well out there this morning.
It was smooth.
All right.
Yeah, and the talk, Nivritti gave the talk. It was wonderful. It was about the true meaning of surrender in our lives and, trying to connect with our highest good. So there was a lot of great stories.
Yeah, that's always a wonderful thing to do. All right, and speaking of wonderful things to do, you, in fact, are the co-manager of East West Bookshop in Seattle,
right.
One of my favorite places to go, and I'm sure you've got a cram-packed lineup of great things coming up at the store. And first of all, for anybody that doesn't know, tell us a little bit about East West Bookshop and where you're located.
Right, so that's a good point, because we're still having people come in every day saying, oh, wow, this is my first time in your new location.
Wow.
And we moved in May of 2015, so just almost a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And just across the street. So it wasn't too hard to find us, but we're upstairs above Whole Foods in between 64th and 65th in the shopping center called Roosevelt Square.
Yeah, and the old location, for anybody that's still wondering, you were right on the corner of Roosevelt Way and Northeast 65th.
That's right.
But with all the construction, and I think it has to do with the transit and everything in the area, it was just becoming more and more difficult to find parking.
It really was. And, you know, there's a lot of apartments going in right now, and most of them are zoned for 0.7 parking spots per unit. And assuming that not everybody's single in Seattle, that's not really enough spots for all the cars. So a lot of the cars have been parking on the street too, which does also impact local businesses. So we moved for the parking lot. We have free 3-hour parking just right outside of our store and just below the store as well on 64th street level. And people have been taking advantage of it and can stay a lot longer for events and browsing.
Oh, I just love it now, because I can just come right in, drive into the parking lot, park for free, and I'm right there.
Yeah.
It's really a great location, but, you know, you have to know where it is now, because it's not right on the street. So
it's
right above Whole Foods, just across the street from the old location at 65th and Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's about as clear as it gets, yeah.
Yeah, now, is the store open 7 days a week, Bima?
It is, yeah. We've got Monday through Thursday is 10 to 9, so that's our normal hours. Friday, we're open an extra hour longer at 10 to 10, so
okay.
We have, a later night event. And then Saturday goes back to normal time, 10 to 9. And we have short hours on Sunday, which is 12 to 7.
Well, that's because we want everybody needs to listen to Animal World before they come shopping at East West, right?
That's it. We had you in mind.
All right. So folks, that if you want to cruise over to East West, you can do that and be there for the afternoon, because they're from noon to 7 today. And, yes, you know, a lot of people say that they just come by the store to hang out because it feels so good in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, well, you know, the wonderful Ananda energy, of course, you know, permeates the store. But you also have wonderful, you know, you have great books, and you've got the wonderful Tibetan bowls and mm-hmm. and fountains, and of course, lots of crystals, and you know, it's a great place to shop for holiday gifts coming up.
It's a huge place for holiday shopping. I mean, any relative, friend, you can find anything for anybody there. I mean, especially, you know, come November, Thanksgiving, the store's kind of just busting from the seams with gifts, and everybody, you know, who works there is always thinking about, you know, how can I help the customer find exactly what they need, what their friend needs. So it's a wonderful place. And like you said, you know, it's not just the staff, but everything has a vibration, and the items that we bring in, the books that we stock, they all have a really positive vibe, and they create the space where people just want to hang out and soak it up. So,
yeah, and the other thing I didn't mention is that you also have quite a nice selection of clothing.
We do, yeah. Yeah, most people don't know that, just off of face value. But
it's a really, really nice stuff.
A lot of the things that we carry right now, you know, unless you come in the store, you don't really get a clear idea. So we're actually mid-October, you guys can look forward to it. We're putting up a new website.
Oh.
And my co-manager, Rick, and our main gift buyer, Randa, have been, they created a studio in the back of our store and have been taking pictures of countless items, clothing, incense, crystals, you know, everything that we carry, to give people an idea online about what we carry in the store before they make the trip down. So it'll be
fun.
Really handy.
Yeah, because there's just so much. And it really is a great place to shop for gifts and all of the wonderful books. But you also have a wonderful collection of calendars. And I know I make a special trip in, you know, about this time of year, because you have all the great astrological calendars.
Yeah.
And I really, and by the way, I ask you, I mean, have the Jim Maynard calendars come in yet?
You know, they're shipping mid-month.
Okay.
So last year, everybody was shocked because they came in a month beforehand, and the year before, everybody was shocked because they came a month after when they usually do. So right now, we're right about in the middle. I've already placed the order, so we'll have a ton of them coming in closer to the end of the month.
Yeah, because those are my favorite astrological calendars, and it's really nice to be able to get, you know, calendars that have, you know, full moons and new moons and Mercury's and retrogrades and all those things that we want to know about, to actually have them on the calendars. So East West is the place to go to get all of that stuff.
Totally.
All right. Now, we've got to take care of our advertisers one more time in this hour, Bhima. So we're going to do that now. And then when we continue, let's chat about all the great, you know, classes and events and all that stuff you got coming up. Okay?
Sounds great.
Sounds good. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with Bhima and East West Bookshop in Seattle right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're truly winding down this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, in the middle of my conversation with the co-manager of East West Bookshop in Seattle. Bima is here. Good morning again, Bima.
Good morning again.
All righty. And so let's talk a little bit about all the reasons why people ought to be coming to East West Bookshop. What's going on there this fall season?
Well, we've got a couple kind of more upcoming ones that are more immediate. And then I also have a few that are long range just throughout the fall to look forward to.
Okay. Well, let's get us started.
Yeah. So this weekend, Friday night, we have Mary Lee LeBay coming. She's, many people in the Seattle area know her. She specializes in past lives, but she's also a counselor, and she's going to be doing an evening talk on Friday with demos. It's exploring a past life. So, you know, select audience members have an opportunity to go deeper into that. And then she's doing a workshop the following morning on Saturday, which is beyond past lives, and she gets into you know, it's definitely more one-on-one, more intensive, and she even gets into soulmates and life purposes.
Wow.
So she's been doing this work for many years, and she's been coming to the store for probably about 10 years. And we haven't had her here in a while, so it'll be a great opportunity. It's been a couple of years, so it'll be a great opportunity to see her in Seattle. She does most of her
stuff. What was her name again?
On the east side. It's Mary Lee LeBay.
Yeah, that name's very familiar to me, so I know I've heard of her.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a great
event.
That's
a big one coming up this weekend.
So that's this Friday night, and then the workshop's on Saturday.
Exactly.
Okay.
And another couple ones to look forward to. I can't, of course, mention them all, but we have an iridologist, an eye expert named John Lay coming. He's from Canada, and I didn't know much about iridology before I talked with him last time he came. This will be on October 13th. But he's actually able to, he has a very, very microscopic camera that he uses to take an image of the eye, and then he studies it, and he teaches the class participants what the areas, the colorations, the patterns in within the iris indicate. And he did one for me just on the spot, and told me about, you know, liver cleansing and different things. The eye is actually more of a window. We all heard that the eye is a window to the soul, but it's also a window to the body. And he uses it in a similar way that reflexologists, you know, work with the feet and the hands.
Fascinating.
So, very fascinating one. Another store favorite that we have is Karen Danielson. She'll be coming on October 16th, and she does a very popular dream catcher making workshop. Anyone that has come into the store and has stood by the front counter will see that we have this large 6-foot dream catcher, which she made our opening day. And each customer that came into the store put a bead on there and to create a community dream, which would be the New East West. And so she brings tubs and tubs of materials, natural materials, and our whole event room is just turned into kind of like a craft show for it. It'll be on October 16th, and everybody walks away with a dream catcher.
So, anybody that takes the class, you get to make your own dream catcher. Wow.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah, so it always books up fast because there's limited supplies, so that's one to look forward to.
So space in the class is limited, and you said that's on October 15th?
October 16th.
So that's a Sunday.
Yep, Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
The Sunday workshop.
All right.
Yeah, so that takes us through October. The only one that I have also to mention is we have a Tibetan meditation master coming to the store.
Ooh.
He's doing a tour. He's a younger man, but he specializes also in medicine. And his name is Tolku Lobsang. And he'll be doing an evening talk on October 19th. Which is called 108 questions. The right question is worth more than 1,000 answers because the solution is always within.
Uh-huh.
So he's doing a talk, but he's also is doing workshops around the area. I think he might be doing something at Bastyr. You can't quote me on it. On the Tibetan practice of Tummo, which is a meditation practice that is very good for the health of the body. So that's another one to look forward to, October 19th.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. All kinds of great stuff in October. Now, I want to, before we run out of time, I want to talk about the kind of regular stuff that goes on at East West. And even though you're not there this morning, you were out at the meditation temple in Bothell.
Yeah.
East West, does a service before the store opens, don't you, on Sundays now?
Yeah, we do. It's a meditation service at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So anybody can drop by, and it's before the store opens, so you have to be there promptly at 9. But we do a short reading and talk, and then a silent meditation until 10 or so.
All right. Wonderful. So that's every Sunday morning?
Every Sunday.
Okay, now since I now am taking the Hatha Yoga Intensive at the Meditation Temple, and this is my first experience, Bhima, with doing the physical yoga, and I am just loving it, and I'm learning so much. So I'm now kind of figuring out, you know, the ins and outs of the yoga and so forth, and I can see now why there's a need for so many yoga classes and stuff all around, so people can go and do it on a regular basis.
Totally.
But I think you do have regular yoga classes at East West, right?
We do, yes. On Mondays, we have two on Monday. So that's Monday at 10:30 and Monday at 6 p.m. And then we also have a Thursday class at 10:30 a.m.
And are these classes that people can just drop into?
Yep, these are drop-in classes. We also have one of our staff members, Shay, does an energy yoga class, which incorporates energy healing modalities with yoga. And those have been tremendously popular. She does those usually on Wednesdays.
Wow, that's neat. That's really neat. And for people that might be interested, the Hatha Raja Yoga Intensive class that I'm doing right now, which is phenomenal, is already underway both at the Meditation Temple in Bothell and also at East West. But as if I'm remembering correctly, isn't this Hatharaja intensive repeated again starting in January?
That's right. Usually it's the end of January that it starts up again.
All right. So you still have a chance, folks, if you want to get this intensive class. I am so glad I'm doing this Hatha intensive. Because I really didn't know anything about the physical yoga, and it's
right.
just wonderful to learn. And I didn't realize
totally.
There was so much to learn. And I've only been at this now for 3 weeks, and I can already feel my body opening up and changing and stuff, and that's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's encouraging. I got to get back into my practice too.
Hindsight being 2020, I wished I would have started this many years previous to
right.
now. But even at my age, it's really making a huge difference for me already.
Wonderful.
Now, I know there's so much going on. We couldn't possibly touch on all of the classes and everything going on and the events at East West. What's the best way for people to find out what's going on at East West?
Well, far and away, the best way is to get onto our e-news, our newsletter that we send in the email once a week, never more. And that gives you the update of what's happening this week, as well as the big ones that are coming up. You know, we've got the Singing Bowl training happening in November, which is amazing. Surin, the Singing Bowl master from Nepal, is coming. We have a crystal show in November, right around Thanksgiving weekend. So tons of stones to pick through. And then you can look forward to Byron Katie coming back in February as well.
Wow.
So these are the bigger ones I wanted to cram in right at the end here. But get on the newsletter, get on the e-news. That we all put all of our specials and all of our discounts, loyalty discounts, through our e-news. So you can just sign up online or call
us
up.
Okay, so we do this through the website?
Yeah, you can do it on the website. You can do it over the phone. You can do it in person.
Okay, so the website is www.eastwestbookshop.com.
Eastwestbookshop.com.
And then you can sign... You can sign up for that weekly email you said that describes the events and so forth?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
You can do that. So you can sign up for that via the website. Now, there's also a mailer that comes out once a quarter.
We do have the mailer. It's very popular still.
So how do people sign up for that?
The best way is just to call up and ask to get on the list.
Okay, so if you want the quarterly... A magazine of schedules at East West sent to you, the best thing to do is call. So what's the phone number?
Our phone number is 206-523-3726.
Okay, so 206-523-3726.
You got it.
And then by calling, people can ask to be put on the mailing list.
Right.
And that would be for the physical schedule that comes out every quarter.
Yeah.
For the email, weekly email, do we call to sign up for that, or is that better to do through the website?
You can do either one.
Either one.
It works just fine. We're happy either way.
And the website, does that have a full list of everything that's coming up as well?
It does. It's got a calendar. You can just scroll through it and see what's happening and sign up for events online, too, and pre-register.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I think Morley was telling me the last time he was on that between East West and the meditation temple or the yoga hall in Bothell, that you guys have yoga classes like every day of the week.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So I'm just really pleased that I'm doing this Hatha Yoga with Ananda, because it seems that the Ananda Yoga is different, a little different than just regular generic yoga. I really love the spiritual foundation and the affirmations that you do while you're doing the postures and so forth. It really is quite wonderful. I mentioned it earlier in the show that the great class that's coming up that Lynn's teaching, I think it's in Bothell, about the yoga in a chair.
Yoga from your chair.
Yeah. And she's doing that out at Bothell, I think starting next week. But does that class ever happen at East West?
You know, we don't have it on the roster right now, but that would be a wonderful addition.
Well, yeah, because I'm thinking, because I've had so many people tell me, well, I just can't get on the floor, I can't do things. And I saw this class with Lynn, yoga in a chair. What a great class.
Yep, no excuses anymore.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, that's absolutely wonderful. Well, Bhima, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us here on the air. And I think, aren't you getting ready to hop in your car and cruise on down to East West? Because I think you're working this afternoon.
I'm heading down right after this. Just before we go, just want to let folks know about all the bargain books that we have right now.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
Tons of half-price books and less than half-price books.
Really?
All brand new. There's just maybe, 60 titles to choose from. In large quantities. And we also have a special going on right now. Select yoga books are 20% off.
Wow.
So if you're thinking about starting your yoga practice, you're thinking about sharing yoga with others with teaching, we have a ton of great books to support a meditation or yoga practice that are on sale, 20% off right now.
Other wonderful,
books,
wonderful.
Half off.
And if we want to cruise over this afternoon, 12 to 7, and apparently you'll be there, right?
I'll be there.
All right, so come in and meet Bhima in person and pick up some inexpensive books, brand new. And these aren't used books. These are brand new, right?
Brand new book.
Wow, sounds great.
Yep.
All right, Bhima, thanks so much for spending time here with me. And we'll look forward to our next conversation on air whenever that happens to be.
Thank you, Martha. Always
all righty.
A pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All
righty. I just adore him. If you haven't met Bhima, you really ought to cruise down to East West and meet him. He just is such a wonderful, energetic young man. And it really is nice to meet young folks of that age on a really powerful spiritual path already. But I think it's going to make a big difference. Anyway, we are just about out of time. I want to tell you that if you stay tuned today after Animal World, you can listen to an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And then next week, it is a Best Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. He does bioenergetic synchronization technique. He will be in the studio, and we will have open phone lines throughout the show. Dr. Nels works either in person, on animals and their humans, or remotely with animals and their humans. He is very skilled at working with physical problems, behavior problems, emotional problems, and sometimes if you call in about your animal friend, he'll feel like it's connected to you and he has to work on you first before your animal. But he is very, very gifted, and we get just incredible reports about how much he has helped animals and their humans. Check out his website ahead of time, nelshealingministry.com. Click on the testimonials, watch the videos of paralyzed dogs from the waist down, no drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7 treatments with Dr. Nels. They're walking and running again. It's pretty miraculous. And he's in the studio and he's free on the air. So I hope you'll join us next week and call in for your free readings. And the following week is Whispering Dragon Sunday here on Animal World. So that pretty much uses up all our time today. And I want to say thank you, Mike, so much. Kathy is already taken out, but my own fountain of youth, Prescott, thank you so much. And gosh, as always, it's time to remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.